Today's message, victory over anxiety. Anybody ever faced anxiety before? See, the way I wrote this message out, I ain't going to spend a lot of time talking about anxiety. I'm going to spend a whole lot more talking about Jesus. You know, because if we focus on the solution rather than the problem, he's the answer. And a lot of times we'll focus on the problem more so than the answer. And then our problem gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Doesn't mean that Jesus isn't big. It just means that we've elevated our problem over him and what his word says. So if you got your Bibles, open up to Romans 10, 17. It says, so faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing the good news about Christ. I can't express how important it is to live your life by faith. In our society, we have countless of distractions that try to keep us from pursuing God on a much deeper level. And the key word in that is try. They will try. Try means to make an attempt. But again, knowing who we are in Jesus, those distractions cannot stop us ever from pursuing him. It can't. It can just lead us down the wrong path, but it can't stop us from ever pursuing and having a deeper relationship with Jesus. But just like there are a lot of distractions, there are a lot of avenues that we can continue to read and listen to the word hourly, not just daily. We can just continue. All those distractions that society may throw at us. People say social media is a distraction. It is. It is, no doubt. But on the same flip, we got our iPhones. I don't want Android users, you're going to have to stay for the second sermon. No. I love you. But we got our phone. And we have that Bible on that phone. You know, sometimes I go to bed at night, I turn the Bible on. And I'll listen to the Bible app. Of course, I do it in another room because my wife don't like me hearing that. I mean, she doesn't want to listen. She likes to sleep when there's very little sound. So I'll have that on. Or if I'm working, I'll have that on. Or if I'm listening to a message, so every hour of the day, we could be listening to the word. Faith comes by hearing. If faith can come by hearing, where can fear come from? Hearing. It all depends on what you're listening to. And we know that. But that still doesn't mean we don't indulge a little bit. Fear. But where did that fear come from? Well, that fear may have came from that radio station. That fear may have came from that television station. That fear may have came from somebody speaking something over you. So that fear may have came from just your own thoughts and the enemy planting that thought in your mind. But here's the thing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We can hear the good news preached on the hour of every hour. If you're allowed to wear headphones at work, put it on. Put the Bible on. It ain't going to hurt anyone. You're just feeding your spirit. Every single day you can do that. When you're laying down going to sleep, put it on. When you're driving in the car, put it on. Put the word on. It's for you. Don't allow those distractions to get to you. Put it on. You know, two people can hear the same thing, but if only one of them is guarding their heart, it will leave the other offended by what's being said. You can say, everything is right. You can say, you can literally say everything right. Like Jesus said certain things and when he was preaching the gospel, but it offended other people because of where their hearts were. You can say the right thing. Even when people are responding to certain messages, I've listened to messages before, and somebody might be like, you know what? I didn't really like what they said. I took it in. I received it. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm better than them. It's just there's something wrong. You can see a post, and people respond to a post. They could respond to the wrong thing. You know, I said this before. If somebody puts something out on there, and you respond, you just located yourself. They never mention your name. You just basically located yourself. What was where your heart was. You don't need to get offended. Just get your heart right before the Lord. Guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Whenever you respond to that, you end up finding yourself. And that's the time to reflect and to examine on whether or not you are living by faith. We show mercy to those whose faith may be wavering. You don't make fun of them. We show mercy. Because of their circumstances, trials become way too long. Prayers are not being answered quick enough. Have you ever been believing and trusting God for a prayer? You know, you prayed over it, over that situation, and it's like 5 years, and it still hasn't even came to pass. Some people's faith can start to fade a little bit. I don't know if this stuff actually works. I don't know if God actually answers prayers anymore. You know, everything has been done. I said, God still does answer prayers. It's already been answered from the beginning. It's already a done deal. Faith is what accesses his grace. And the enemy loves nothing more than to keep your mouth quiet, distracted. In Jude, it says this. This is why we have to start building other people's faith up. In Jude 1:20 says, "But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. And await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love. And you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering." We must show mercy, just like God shows us mercy. And his mercies are new how often? Every day. We show mercy. Sometimes believers can get caught up in trying to tear each other down, but Jude is telling us what every believer should be doing, building each other up through God's word. He says to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, not in the power of yourself. So that means soulless prayers aren't going to work. You got to pray from deep right here, where when you've already put the word in you and the word is in your heart, you pray out of that, and the Holy Spirit, God will intercede with you praying. That prayer that will shake mountains, that prayer that will just get results. Power is the ability to get results. Pray with the power of the Holy Spirit. He wants you to get results, not just to sound religious. Every born again believer has that in him. And God is there waiting for you to pray. His word, not our own, his word. And he's going to intercede with us. Sometimes we can just pray with our minds and believe that we're actually doing something. But when it's coming out of the depths of our spirit and with the power of the Holy Spirit interceding with us, it's a whole nother level. You'll get results in your prayer life. Pray with the power of the Holy Spirit and await God's mercy. His mercy has been working in our lives from the very start, and it will continue to work until the very end. As God has shown us mercy when our faith may have been low at times, we should also show mercy to those whose faith might be wavering. And the Bible says, "Remember how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace." Faith comes by what? And hearing by the word of God. So the enemy can convince you of stirring up drama rather than bringing the gospel. Fear, not faith. So not only will your faith be wavering because you end up being a distraction, but you also helping to shipwreck other believers' faith as well. So what God has given you was to bless other people, not curse. You have some people walking around with hammer toes. I know what hammer toe is. Hammer toe is like your, this is like your big foot, big toe, and then your toes over, on top of that one, on top of that one, on top of that one. It's just bunched up and it's just like, ugh. He says, "How beautiful are your feet? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring," I said, and when we're going around trying to be a distraction, trying to cause drama, you got hammer toes going on. You got bunions going on. You got tarantula feet. Just crow's feet, gator, nasty. He says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace." But those who bring the gossip, hammer toes. It's not beautiful. Ask yourself this question. Don't ask your neighbor. Ask the Lord this question. How's my feet been looking lately? Because if you bring in the gospel of peace, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Pedicured. That's right, petty. Pedicure. I don't do that stuff. Manicures for the hands? Okay, yeah. Get pedicure. Romans 10:15 says, "And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." In Ephesians 6, I love talking about this. And a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his power, in his mighty power. It's not your power, it's his power. Not your power, his power. Put on. I said, so why do we put his power on? Because God's never lost the battle. We'll lose battles in ourselves. God has never lost the battle. His power is far greater than what we can ever produce, and it is done righteously. Remember that battleground is in the mind. It will always be in the mind. An enemy can say that you're delusional and mental, but here's the thing. It's just like the enemy to say something that you're actually not. Sometimes the enemy, I said all the time, the enemy is just all bark, no bite. That's it. You don't have to pay it no mind. You can still go to sleep at night, even when they call you out your name. Why? All bark, no bite. They're operating in their own power. But you, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Verse 11, it says, put on God's armor. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Every scheme, every plot, every strategy that the enemy can conjure up, you will be able to stand firm with the whole armor of God. Verse 12, it says, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. The enemy will always recruit other demons in order to just to come against you. It ain't just him. They got to do all these other things, get all these other demons just to come against you. That's how powerful you are in Christ. When people have to recruit others to come against you, you know you're working something greater. You know something is great on the inside. Don't back off. We don't back off. We continue to press on. People aren't our enemy. It is the enemy who's working through them. Just because you might be resisting the devil and you don't tolerate evil doesn't mean you hate other people. You can disagree and still walk in love with them. They may interpret it that way because they just want what they want. You ever been around somebody that's always scheming, always plotting, trying to figure out a way to get under people's skin, sell them something that they don't need, or trying to push their old tired narrative? That gets old. All right, I'm going this way. Wait a minute. Let me sell you something. No, I'm good, man. I don't need any timeshares. Like, seriously, you're sitting down and they're always trying to sell you a timeshare, it seemed like. It's like, dude, don't you ever stop? No. That could be sometimes the enemy working through them. They're pushing that narrative. And sometimes the end result is to cause harm to people. Regardless of how you may look, the Bible tells us, stand firm. No is no. If you have to repeat yourself over and over again, that means they don't respect what you have to say. He says, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be what? Laying down? Come on, y'all say that louder. You will be what? Standing firm. Standing firm. So don't you leave any of the part of the armor of God off. Well, I can do without the belt of truth today. No, you can't. I'm just going to get, you know, I'm going to tell a few lies. I'm going to get away with it. No. The belt of truth is there so you can live in the truth. It's there to hold your spiritual britches up. How can you stand firm when your britches are at your ankles? Spiritually speaking, you got the belt of truth on for a reason. The word of God is truth. You take that belt of truth off, you ain't gonna see nothing but spiritual thermal long johns. Verse 14, it says, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. This is the fourth time Paul talks about standing in this scripture. The fourth time he's saying to stand. Even the word resist in the King James Version means to withstand, to oppose. So as believers, you are not supposed to take this line down. It says to stand your ground. Stand. There's no passivity in Christianity. Stand. Opposition coming your way. Stand. Stand firm with the armor of God on. Stand. Sometimes we'll hear that the battle, God, the battle is yours. Not that we've even sang those songs. I said, but here's the thing. God is saying, put on your armor. God is going into battle with us. It ain't just, it's yours. I'm going to go lie down. No. We're supposed to stand. Stand firm. We have all these things for a reason. But if we are told to put on the whole armor of God, the battle we are going to is ours as well. Jesus is coming alongside of us to help fight. And the fight that we keep fighting is the good fight of faith. That's the fight, the good fight of faith. Why? Because the just shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We don't run away from opposition because God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, sound mind. Power, love, sound mind. Power, his love, sound mind. So if your mind isn't sound, he can restore it. Regardless of what other people say, he can restore it. See, you know what else God didn't give us? He didn't give us armor for our backs. Everything's front. So if this opposition comes our way, we don't turn our backs and start talking and, oh yeah, whatever, man. No. We don't walk away and from the enemy. We face them. We run after them. David ran to Goliath. I love it when people leave the church. You know why? And that gives me an opportunity to pray for them. Like I said before, when we started this, that was one of the first things God gave me. What? That just set everything at ease. People leave, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to bless them. I'm not going to talk about them. I'm going to bless them. God bless you. I'm believing for 10 more. You're good seed. 10 more. Who else want to leave? I'm going to love you. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. God bless you. But see, the thing is, the Bible talks about this. There's no room for cowards in the body of Christ. In Revelation 21, it says cowards be the first one before unbelievers. So we don't walk away and then talk. It's kind of like, you know, if you ever had a childhood friend, I think everybody in every circle had at least one friend that ran their mouth too much. And it was almost like deep down, he's like, dude, we can't wait till somebody just knock you out. Because you're just running your mouth way too much. And then sure enough, that day comes and then they're in a fight and we just stand back and say, go ahead, you was talking. And then they get their tail whooped. And what ends up happening is, that should be a humbling experience, but instead they walk away talking some more. They haven't learned their lesson. God doesn't want you doing that. He's given you the armor of God. Everything is to face opposition. Satan, his demons, all that, face opposition. You'll get people that are even try to tell you, don't say anything. Wait a minute. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of what? You can't say anything? You can't speak? What? No. I was in a text with somebody. They say, I don't have the right to say anything. Watch my next message. Serious. That's like the audacity. God bless you, but you're wrong. What's the next scripture? It says, stand your ground. Put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the what? Peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. It's not just preaching the good news, but it's understanding it, loving it, living it, and applying it to your everyday life. In verse 16, it says, in addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. There's no time to hide in comfort and pleasure. We take up the shield of faith against those temptations that we face in the one quiet in the quiet times in our lives. The shield of faith. You know, my wife went and bought us some chairs. We used to have those ones that just kind of fold and you can carry. But she got us these other ones. They're comfortable. I'm just disclaimer. They are very, very comfortable. I like them. But they are huge. I'm going to show you real quick. So when we have them, we're walking around with them. And this is what we have to put on right here. And I started making fun of them. I was like, I mean, they're nice. And it took us a while to get them folded up into a chair position. I said, babe, you look like a Ninja Turtle. I said, which one are you? She goes, I'm Donatello. I said, and then I was walking out the game. I said, look, we're going skydiving. We're going skydiving. This is our shield of faith right here. It's like, my goodness. They're getting bigger and bigger just to be. Anybody ever had bleacher butt? You know, you understand. See, the enemy doesn't want to just give you a spiritual attack. I said, he wants to stop you from reading the word. He don't care because it isn't just that. He wants you to fall into any type of lust of the flesh. He wants to sever relationships with people. He wants to keep you isolated. He wants to flood your mind with impure thoughts. He wants to just unleash an onslaught against you and not ever want you preaching the word or speaking the word or giving your testimony, what have you. That's just from the devil. That's from the enemy. That's from the enemy. The whole armor of God is what believers are issued when they become born again. It's heavenly regulated. Every believer has it. So we don't run away from fights. You don't run away from opposition in that sense. I'm talking about spiritually speaking. It's coming against you, coming against your home. You don't run away from that. You stand firm. You put on the whole armor of God. You stand firm. Stand firm. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. We will overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb and by the word of our Our confession is made unto salvation. Healing, deliverance, protection, safety. See, that's the reason why they don't want you talking. What? Deliverance, protection, safety. They don't want you to be safe. They don't want you to be delivered out of the onslaught. They don't want you to be protected. They want you to lower that guard down just so they can have their way. That's the enemy. I just say, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Verse 17, it says, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The double-edged sword. The sword of the Spirit. The word of God can heal, cut you and heal you at the same time. That's how awesome it is. It can cut you, cut off those dead branches in your life. But it can also soothe and it can heal you. And fill your mind with his word rather than your thoughts that might lead you to anxiety. Worrying is thinking about the past. Anxiety is using your imagination, overthinking about the future, what's come. It hasn't even happened yet. And you're worried about that. You're focused on that. Faith is the just shall live by. You live in the now. Give us this day our in the now. Faith is for now. It's to bring it now. Anxiety, focus on the future. Hasn't even happened. And we're already panicking about that. People get, they think they have heart attacks. It's really a panic attack. What? Fear of the unknown. What might happen? It hasn't even happened yet. That's straight out of the pit of hell. But here's the thing. It doesn't mean you're in sin. Because Jesus was sweating blood. Lord, take this cup from me. Half the doctors in the hospital tell me, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. I said, I'm not anxious, man. This is medicine you gave me. What they were saying, not to be anxious. Okay, cool. Only stayed up 20 hours out of the day, but whatever. Faith is now. We live by faith. By faith. In God's word and what Jesus has done already. We live by faith. When God told the Israelites to go out and gather food, he gave them all their food. And again, they were griping and complaining out there in the wilderness. Just take what you need for the day. He was going to do it again the next day. But some of them started gathering a little more than what they should have. And then it just became all infested with junks, magazines, and whatever. You know, just, why? They didn't trust God. You got to get to the place where you trust God. That's like basic level, trusting God. If you're in anxiety, get out of there. Why? Because Jesus, it's already a done deal. Get back to the daily bread stuff. Lord, what is it you want from me today? What is it you want from me today? What is it you want me to do today? What is it you want me to say today? Who is it you want me to pray for? Who is it you want me to visit? I want you to go to Good Sam's. All right, let's go. Let's go. I don't know anybody there. Go ahead and go anywhere. We took our youth group there. They had a great time at Good Sam's. They were happy to get some visitors, man. You never know what God is wanting you to do. But if you don't ever ask, if you don't ever take the time, you'll never know. You have to get to the place to where you trust God in your daily walk. Tomorrow has its own problems. Focus on God and what he has in store for you today. Verse 18, it says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. They're going through the same stuff as you. So yeah, we don't spend a lot of time talking about the problem. I'm not going to give you a list of anxiety problems and things associated with it. I'm not a doctor. But I do know the healer. And you know the healer too. And you know his word. And if you don't, get into his word. Because it's there. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be delivered, saved, protected, healed, safe. There's no other name that brings that. Not Obama, not Trump, not Biden, not Putin, not Musk. There is no other name under heaven. I don't care how much money you got. There is no other name under heaven given by we must be saved. We don't put our faith in men. We pray for those leaders or what have you. I said, but we don't put our faith in men. We put our faith in God. The answer will always be greater than the problem. Christ is the answer. But if you're constantly focused on your problem, I don't know what to tell you. I do know what to tell you. But it's going to be a long journey for you, longer than what you expected when you're focused on the problem. How come this block, this square block, don't fit in this cylinder? That's because it's a square block. If you just put it right here in the square, it'll go good. Life can be easy if we just get dependent upon them. You're going to have problems, right? Jesus says that. In this world, you will have trials, you will have tribulations, but not to fear, for he's what? Overcome. He's overcome the world. He's overcome it. You're overcomers when you put your faith in Jesus. You are overcomers. Mastery over opposition. You're a conqueror. Does anxiety have any place in your life right now? Does depression? Depression don't either. Has no right to be in your life. And sometimes the reason why people are depressed is because they're focused on the problem. Over and over the battleground, over and over and over again. In your mind, the battleground right there. That's what you're focused on. Play the word. Sometimes you're not going to feel like reading. And that just comes with discipline, with, you know, being disciplined. As a disciple, discipline in reading the word. But if you can't bring yourself to read the word, play it. Play it. Get some worship music on. Praise. Get yourself up and run. I was up to about 11, 12:30 at night, and I went through a rabbit hole of old songs that we used to do, what have you. It's like, oh my goodness. I was trying to get Kristen. She goes, I'm going to bed. Okay. Well, I'm going to be out here. Why? Praise is a weapon too. Ain't nothing like confusing the devil when you're up there shouting when he's giving you his best blow. His best blow, all bark, no bite. There won't ever be, he's just going to gum you to death. Why? He can't touch you. But he can get you rethinking over and over and over again. Renew your mind with the word of God. Play it. Play it. You get up and go to work, play it. Turn the news off. If you're dealing with that, you like listening to the news, go ahead and listen to the news. They say something negative that's contradicting the word of God, speak out against it. Because it is telling you something. Whether you know that or not, it is telling you something. Everything speaks because it was created by the word. Everything. Tree spoke to Jesus. And Jesus, Bible says, Jesus answered the tree. Cursed it. Now, I still don't know why he didn't bless it. He could have done either or. That would have been really awesome. No figs, come back, figs. Sweet. Jesus, we were hungry. and you cursed the tree. I was looking for a little snack. You curse the tree, we go out, clear the temple, and come back. No food. No, but he took care of his disciples. What was Martha worried about? See? When we're focused on the wrong thing and not Jesus, anxiety, worry, depression, everything that society says it's okay to live with. No, no, no. That's an unwelcome visitor. That you don't show hospitality to. Kick it out of your life. Well, how do you do that? By confessing the word of God, confessing and believing what Jesus has done for you. I believe, I receive, right here, right now. On that platform, depression stirred up in me. Why? Thinking on something that I couldn't change. Missing somebody, missing my dad. And we pray in the spirit on all occasions. I began to speak in tongues, to pray in my heavenly prayer language. And I began praying and praying and praying louder and louder, and it began stirring on the inside of me to the point to where I was laughing uncontrollably. And that thing just lifted. I said, Lord, what was that? He goes, depression. It was like in the early stage, a little dark. He goes, depression. All right. I know what to do from here on out. I will never suffer through that again. Why? I got to keep my mind stayed on Jesus. We used to have a song way back in the day, Pentecostal church. My Aunt Liz used to sing this all the time. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. If it makes you look weird, let it make you look weird. But guess what? Your kid's going to love you. How did dad get through all that? Woke up this morning with my... Rather than walking around like a chicken with the head cut off. But worrying about everything. How are your kids looking at that when you're going through stuff? That speaks. You lose a loved one in your family. Who do they come to? For guidance, for prayer. That speaks volumes. Christ is the answer. He will always be the answer. In your everyday life, he is the answer. So here's the thing. Put on that armor. And even if you have to look like a Ninja Turtle when you get ready to fight, you put that shield of faith on. That shield of faith don't leave you. And see, when we're doing it together, it's kind of like that Roman army. You have that shield up like that, and those darts are coming. You can protect each other. You got guys protecting the top. And you got guys who are protecting your back. You got guys who are protecting your side. That shield covers everything. The fiery darts. That's why you need a community of people. You can't do it alone. And the enemy loves nothing more than to isolate you. So quit trying to do it alone. You're not the Lone Ranger. Even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. Amen. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word and your power. And we just speak to anyone here. If they are, I know sometimes we can kind of be a little quiet and a little shy about this, but if there is anyone here that's dealing with stuff that they shouldn't be, we just speak against that right now. We speak healing over your life. We speak healing over your thought life. Healing in your heart. We thank you. Anxiety has to go. That sickness has to go. That pain has to go. That depression has to leave. We speak Jesus over everyone here. The name which is above all names. And it doesn't matter what the enemy conjures up. New sickness, new diseases, what have you. That name is over that name too as well. If there's anyone here who's never given their life to Jesus and they want to do that for the first time, raise your hand and we'll pray with you. No one in here? Well, Father God, we speak to all these empty chairs right now. And we speak new believers, new unbelievers coming in here, Lord. We don't want the church. We want the unchurched. We want to reach the lost. And we thank you for new ones coming in here. And we just thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen. Let's stand to your feet. Your beautiful feet, not the tarantula stuff, okay? No more hammer toes. You're going to bring the gospel of peace, and you're going to do it boldly because the blessing is on you. Act like it. Walk it out in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all have a great, great week. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.